No, thank you.
The Mishnah says, Zoyimer ani mitzasiyah, v'zoyimer ani mitzasiyah. Zoyimer kula shali, Zoyimer kula shali. The Gemara was shakal v'tari. Why would he have to say Mayrach Deloshen? Yesterday, the sugya was that the Gemara explained that what the Mishnah was bavarning is that there was a havinah that re'iyas koina. You see? Gezen, Yachten Geben, Shmira, Habata, all these different studim. And it wasn't sound that the Mishnah is coming to talk about a case of Riyah. The Mishnah goes and says a double case, Mitzasiyah and Kula Shali. Because if it would only said Mitzasiyah, then you would have thought Riyah is Kaina. It says Kula Shali to teach you that not. We dealt with the fact that there are other Mishnahis that are Mavur that Riyah is not Kaina on the Tes and the Fyud and spoke out various reasons why those Mishnahis, it's not appropriate to Inyan. But the Gemara in the end says all of that was a not successful pshat because b'cholif and the lashon of zez mashmet is a different case, and therefore, as we're about to turn the omid, we have to ask ourselves: is there or not a makar that re'iyah is not kainer? What do you see in the sugya about that? B'cholif the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Abba Rav Shimon Barash v'Amar L'Kadi Reisha of Zeimarani Mitzasiyah Zeimarani Mitzasiyah is by a mitzvah." Mitzvah, as we were explaining the whole time, there was a mitzvah, a vegas akum, a chveis, without a simon, and two people went running for it, and each one says, I did the hakbah, let's avoid riyah. Each one says, I did the hakbah first. Reuven, the dummy, thinks he was there first, possibly true. Shimon thinks, and he's not saying it with hesitancy, he's insisting, but he thinks that he was there first. Possibly, maybe they both picked it up together, that makes it chaluka yichoy liyasemes. And the din is that we pass in yachloiku, but with the shvua is that to prevent. I'm assuming the Shvua, the Gemara says in Daf Gimel, Pashtus, the Gemara knows that already. Maybe not, we'll see. But let's assume yet that maybe that's not what happened. Maybe Reuven picked it up first and Shimon came 2 minutes later and says to himself, yeah, but I also want a talis. And he's going to lie and steal and be a gazlon and come into Beis Din and be Meshaker and say, it's my talis. I picked it up first. A Shvua might prevent him. Why is a Shvua going to prevent him? We're talking about not such a gross tzaddik. Maybe Shvua is more chummer, is it? I mean, if a guy's holding by doing gezel, he's selective about his averus.
It's not like different levels of what people go.
Yeah, I heard once that there was a guy in the dorm that he had a container of milk. Someone told me this story. And people kept on using it, and his coffee, he didn't like black coffee. That's black coffee. Yeah. So anyways, he kept on putting a sign on the milk, gezel gomer makbid. He wrote chol stam. It's done. So, we'll explain.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, okay, fine. But I'm going to get into the sugya. The Gemara says that the purpose of the Shvu is, and again, I'm alluding to a Ramban that I'm going to get to. I'm assuming now that the Gemara already knows what it says on Daf Gimel, that Shaloi Hekalechet Hoyle Vatoike. So we're worried that maybe really the emes is not that it was a mad scramble that Shimon was close by. No. Shimon came in 2 minutes later, but decides he likes Talaisim and he wants this and he wants and he's going to lie. The Shvu might prevent him. That's the heart of what the Shvu is going to do. Now, the first case was Mitzvah, they both went running for it. The second case, the Seifa of Zeimer Kulai, is not Mitzvah. It's a new case. It's Mekach Memkar. Mekach Memkar is there was a person selling a talis, a Moicher. Reuven and Shimon, in this scenario, by the way, they're still walking at the Beis Shnei Moichers, but what's their storyline now? Reuven says, the Moicher sold it to me. Shimon said, the Moicher sold it to me. Why Mekach Memkar? Why not Matana? Why not Matana? Shimon says he wanted it. Reuven says he gave me a Matana. Shimon says he gave me a Matana. Same thing? Same difference? Yes?
That's like
it's a Mitzvah. No, it's not Shay. There's a few reasons why it's not Shay. Nice try, but it's a few reasons why it's not Shay. What?
That's more like it's a Mitzvah.
I don't know. No, I'm not sure. No. Matana would be. We'll have to see. Let's assume, though, it's Mekach Memkar. There's going to be a big balagan. Is it the pshat they both put down the money already? Meaning the talis cost 100 and both put down 100. So right now the Moicher is holding 200. He's not holding the talis though. The talis they're holding. Each one is saying, what is each one saying? We're going to have to get into involved with this. Did they both give money? Because if they both gave money, so what are they finding? Each one is saying, I'm the one that he really sold it to. What does each one want? Reuven says, I'm the one that he really sold it to. I'm cold. I want the talis. You get your money back. Right? Because we're going to leave half the money by, not half, meaning 100, we're going to leave by the money because he did sell the talis. One of them is supposed to get the talis. If one of them would relent to the other one, it would be that one of them gets the talis, one gets the money. How do you do yachloiku?
Two
How much does the Meicher keep? How much money does the Meicher keep?
100.
The other 100 goes to? Split 50 cash each. And what do you do with the talis? Wait, with scissor? The Gemara actually says that you sell it, assuming for 100, have another cash, and at the end everyone gets 100, 100, 100. A fourth guy gets the talis. So like, what happened? We're going to talk about that, not now. But anyways, the Gemara says, the sefer was Bemekech Umemka. Fine, so in the ratio that we're fighting about a Metziah, I asked what about a Matana? And in the sefer they're fighting about who bought it from the Meicher. And again, there are details in this, whether both gave the money, one of them gave the money, to be discussed at length in the Hemshah. Why do we need two cases? You want a third case? Matana. You want a fourth case? Araktiha. I want to talk about it. Araktiha. Rashi brings it. Everyone brings it. We're going to talk about it. Shnayim Meicher Metalis. Reuben says, I wove it. I created this talis. I wove it. And Shimon says, I wove it. What would be the din? Not the same halacha? Rabbi said there's a huge machlokes rishonim. Let's put our options on just to get started because we have a lot to do. What could be the options? Let's start safe. Yachlokes b'shvuah the same way. Why not? You have a reason why not? I mean, there's probably a reason why not, but you have a problem with this option? That by araktiya, also you got yachlokes b'shvuah. Possibly. So why didn't the Mishnah talk about that case? Why didn't the Gemara say that that is the case? Why didn't the Gemara say, Reisha b'mitzia, I mean it says mitzah siha, v'seifa b'araktiya. Another thing I'm asking is why didn't the Mishnah say araktiya? But I'm even asking something else. Why didn't the Gemara say, Reisha b'mitzia v'seifa b'araktiya? What? I'm up to, there's no tzrichasa. We're going to get to the tzrichasa. We're going to do that. Excellent. What's going to be the tzrichasa? But there are other options. As we know, Rashi says that by araktiya, what's the psak? Zok Rashi, v'mekech u'memker k'nisiyah mi'atvayni. V'edavka mekech u'memker, hu darmin an yachleike b'shvua. Di'ikilameh v'shneem k'na'uha. U'lishneem nisratza ha'moicher. Aval, zeh oimerani araktiha, v'zeh oimerani araktiha. Lo yachleiku. Devada echad minayu ramayhu. V'tehemunach esat shiobaliyo. Why by araktiya is there a vadei ramay and by mitziyah and mekech u'memker there isn't? By mitziyah, why isn't there a vadei ramay? Did dummy, that's the key word. Each one really thinks that he really got the first. The Gemara, the Rishonim will use the Lashon. Rishonim, Gemara, remember? Gemara used the word Bididami something? The Ches, man. But the Rishonim, Zichar, it's Bididami. He really thinks he got there. Mekech u'memker also. Not a Vadei Ramai. Each one thinks really, the guy was selling it to me. What about Zamer Shel Avoisai? Zamer Shel Avoisai. A fifth case, yeah? When I say fifth, I mean Mitzia, Mekech u'Memker, Matona, Araktiya. You know what I'm saying? A voice say, Zerah Mishal, a voice. When did we see the word Zerah Mishal, a voice say? By Arva, by the books. So now I want to talk about Vitalis, okay? Which time was it? Zerah Mishal, a voice say, Zerah Mishal, a voice say. What's the take? Is it Vadei Ramai? It's not a Vadei Ramai? Shultz said they're both a Ramai. Each one saying the whole thing is his. Yeah. Nice try. We did that a few times.
Long lost brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, or a Suffolk and a Yabam, and the whole thing. So, what's the thing going to be, though? Shnayim, Oizim. It's going to be like Araktiya. So, Araktiya, but Yerashtiya is also good. So, we have Mitzasiya, Kinisiha, Araktiya, Yerashtiya. Which one did I skip? Kibat B'matam. Fine. Okay. The Mishnah, though, is narrowed down Dafka to two cases. Which two? Mitzia and Mekach Memka. Frekti Gimara, now Bam Kasha, thank you. V'tzricha. What do you mean two cases? I mean, we had five cases. I challenge you to find more. But all of them with Shnayim Oitzen. Then what if it's not Shnayim Oitzen? Okay, we're not going back to that. I remember all that jazz. Fine. V'tzricha. Says the Gemara Ma'arit the Kazakh, and this is going to open up the sugya. Zot the Gemara Azot. The itana mitziya havamina mitziya hu derami rabbanan shvua alei mishum demoyri v'omer chavroi lav midi chosar v'ezel etfis espalik v'hadei. Aval mekech u'memker nalek alameimer hachi eim aloi. V'yitona mekech u'memker hu deram rabbanan shvu alei. Mishum demoyer v'omer chavroi demeka yevno v'anoda miki yevno. Hashto de sricha lididi. Ashkele ano v'chavri leiz alitruch v'leizvin. Aval metziya delek alameimer hachi eim aloi. Sricha. Wow. Explanation. What is the psak by metziya? Yachloiku with a shvua. Each one swears. Le'ein li bo pachat mechetzi. What is the psak by mekech u'memker? Ditto. Yachloiku with a shvua. Careful, people fall into the trap. The Gemara is not making a tzrichasa about that the din is yachloiku. For sure. by Metziah and by Mekach Memgar equally. It's Yachloiku. That's not our issue. There are cases that aren't Yachloiku. Monashlishi is Yehemunach, Arab is called Alam Gavra, and there's a lot of other fun stuff to do. But that's not the Gemara's focus now. We're convinced that the din is Yachloiku. And by the way, just for a split second, why are we convinced that the din is Yachloiku? What's the aside of this Yachloiku? Use Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say because of the Oichazin. Ravon Baba Basra says even without Oichazin, the Chule. But again, important, the Gemara's focus now is not on the Yachloiku. We didn't need the Mishnah to say two example of cases because we were confused and thought maybe by one of them the din wouldn't be Yachloiku. It's smooth that the din is going to be Yachloiku. And for the record, not Rashi, but many Rishonim hold across the board. Araktiha, Yerashtiha, Kibaltiha, the Matana is also going to be smooth Yachloiku. Some say not. But I'm sorry for confusing, let's stick to these two for now. The Gemara is not handling whether the din would not be Yachloiku. You didn't need to say, if it would only say Metzi and it said Yachloiku, I would know that it's Yachloiku by Mekach HaMemkar also. If it only said Mekach HaMemkar, I would know that the din is Yachloiku by Metzi also. So why did the Mishnah have to say two cases? Says the Gemara, the reason you need two cases is Lagabi the Shvua. If it would only say Metziah, I would say Dafka by Metziah there's a Shvua. But by Mekach HaMemkar, it's Yachloiku without a Shvua. And also Pumfaker, if the Mishnah would have only said Mekach HaMemkar, I would have said that Dafka by Mekach HaMemkar there's a Shvua and by Metziah not. Why not? Says the Gemara. Moira Heter. Moira Heter is not exactly Yoshar, Glat, a big tzaddik, the Chofetz Chaim. But there's a level of a person, he said before there's levels, the Chol of Stam guys, not the Chol of Stam guys, but there's a level of a person where he's Moira Heter. Zelo Beseder, yeah? But he's Moira Heter. And I'm going to still tell you what it is. This Moira Heter, which is wrong, but it's gray, not the gray of blue-green gray, but it's like gray area, gray. And he's starting to think to do something not so Beseder, but a Shavua will confront him with reality, the MS, the Yatza, the Nachayim, and he'll cave in. What's the Moira Heter by Metziah specifically? Quickly, let's just do this. Shimon is nonchalantly walking in the street. He sees 3 minutes ago, Reuven picked it up. What a lucky guy. Why should he have the lucky day? Let it be my lucky day. I'll walk into Bezdin and say, I'll come in Oichas and by the Karkash, and I'll say, I found it first. Not something together. I'm going to tell you, I found it first. And I'll luckily get a half a talus. Zelob said there, he's a Goslem. But in his mind, warped, he's thinking, I don't forgive. Why should he be lucky? Lucky. To buy, you can't just, you know, elbow yourself in. No one paid yet. One second. I haven't seen it. One second. I'm not going to say, oh, excellent. That's the Nachas Dov, and I'm going to get to it. But there's one kind of Moira Heter that it's, why should Punk he be lucky? But the minute it's with Mekach HaMemkar in business, then, no, it's really gossip. What's the Moira Heter by Mekach HaMemkar? Punk Faket. You see a guy who was lucky. What do you mean? How could you suddenly step on his toes? He was, tomorrow you'll be lucky. It's mamish a gezel to go start up with a guy that Baruch Hashem, for him, he was luckily found himself. But in Mekach HaMemkar Dafi, you say to step 1 second, everyone's paying anyways, and someone's going to get a talus. Whoever's not going to get the talus is going to get his money back, and well, anyway, split it both. Nishtas like a felt. Says the Gemara, there's a Havamina that maybe the Shvua only applies when there's a Moira Heter. And on one hand, there's only a Moira Heter by Metziah, and on the other hand, there's only a Moira Heter by Mekach HaMemkar. A little bit more, I want to dig into this Moira Heter. By the Mekach HaMemkar case, did they both give money, or only one of them gave money? The emes is the Gemara tomorrow sugya v'lechzi zuzi manok, quite a complex sugya with quite a few sheets in the Rishonim. We'll see. It happens to be a machlokes whether they both gave money or not. Abefrek the Nachlas David. We're not up to that new Gemara yet. Abefrek the Nachlas David. There's a shtickle steer in Rashi. Rashi on one hand, when he says the Moira Heter by Mekach HaMemkar, he says my friend gave money. I also gave money. Says Rashi. Dami ki yehivna. Listen to a Rashi. Dami ani roitz alitein. He didn't give money yet. Reuven gave money, Shimon didn't give money yet, and he's Moira Heter to say, yeah, but I'm going to give money and then let him get his money back. Wow, that's even if he didn't give money. But a minute late, because it's not such a Moira Heter, if a guy already was in the store, put down the money, to be Moira Heter that I could like elbow in and put the money instead of him, that's a much bigger level of chutzpah gezel. I would already call that guy not such a Moira Heter. Fret the Nachlas Dov, but Rashi himself said not like that. In the earlier Rashi, when the Gemara said, by Metziah this Moira Heter, but by Mekach HaMemkar, Rashi says, even though he also gave money, but it's still not a Moira Heter because Lamaisa, he already paid, and this says the Nachas Dov the Pashta Zach. Rashi wants to bavarn Moira Heter on both accounts. Sai when they both gave money, and Sai when they didn't. It's in the Maror Mekoyimus. I'm going to explain it. It was in the Maror Mekoyimus. Both didn't give money? No, that's Matana. Both didn't give money. That's the case of Matam. I'm going to explain it now. You'll see. Zok the Nachas Dov. When the Gemara wants to say that there is a Mar Heta by Metzia, but there's not a Mar Heta by Mekach Amemka, Rashi wanted to make it clear, you should know that even if they both gave money, there's not a Mar Heta. But at the other end, when the Gemara wants to say that by Metzia there is Mar Heta, there's not Mar Heta, and only by Mekach Amemka there's Mar Heta, Rashi wanted to extremize it the other way. Even if only one gave money, the other one didn't give money. Even that, in a warped mind, the guy could have Mar Heta. He's paying a talus. Let him go to a different store. I'll put money down and buy this talus. Let him go get a talus somewhere else. It's interesting, the Lashon of the Gemara is, or Rashi says it, my Chavra gave money, I'll also give money. What does that have to do with the Chavra giving money? What do you mean those extra four words, Frek the Rishash? My Chavra gave money, I'll also give money. Your Moir Heter is because you're putting down money. What's the Hadgosha? My Chavra gave money, but Varn's the Rishash. What if your Chavra didn't give money? What if it's your Chavra's because he Yarshed it? And he has a Chavivus to it, it was his grandfather's. What if your Chavra wove it?
That's not the case.
I know, but Rashi has to bavarn that. That's not the case. Zok the Rishash, beautiful. Rashi has to bavarn that's not the case. Because if you saw your friend wove it, or yarshened it, and you want to come in and say, but I'm going to give money, that is no Meir Heter. The Meir Heter is, hey, it's not like this guy has a Yerusha and has sentimental values to it. Sacha Kali plunked that money 2 minutes ago. I'll also put that money. So it's a beautiful, says the Rishash, the Hysof of the words, my Chaver gave money is not extroverter over here. It's part of what's going on in this guy's mind. Anyways, my friend Sachakol just plunked down money. Let him go to a different department store. I'll buy it over here.
The Meir Heter is like a scar that he convinced that he didn't do anything wrong, like he tricked himself.
Didn't do anything wrong to the extent that Avada, when you confront him with Chol of Stam, and not with Chol of Stam, with a Shvua, he's gonna get the Chalash of it.
He now, knows he's wrong. It's not that he got it. Yeah,
you know what? Some of them do, some of them. There's all kinds. There's all kinds. Okay.
As they say in America, he doesn't think he's so wrong.
We're not in America. We're in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now.
He
thinks he's in America. Because it's not true that the Mishnah's talking about that they both gave money, you mean? Actually, the Gemara and Tamar Shia, we're going to see it's a machlokes if they one gave money or both gave money. And at this stage, Rashi wanted a bavarn. Both options. That's exactly the point of the Nachmas David. Now, I still don't get it. If they both gave money, what exactly is the fight? Hare, if one of them relents, what is that going to end up happening? No, if one of them relents, then one will get a talis, one will get money. But if they're going to do Yachlaika, what are they going to get? Everyone's going to get both their money back and half the money of selling the talis. So what's it called? So I saw some of the Rishonim say on Daf Ches, when they're going to sell the talis, maybe the talis went up in price. And maybe that's what he wants to gain on. But the problem is, someone asked me, that's a metziah. You know, you find a store, you find a $200 talis for $100. That's a metziah. So that's already the Meir Heter of metziah. Why is it two different Meir Heters? I don't know. But now, Rabbeisai, we dabbled a little bit in understanding, a little bit in the guy's mind, whether he does or doesn't know he's correct or not so correct. But we have a level of the Chol of Stamnik that is like, he's Meir Heter to do this. Mamish walking in and saying, I found it first, even though he knows it's not exactly true, or saying, I put down money also, and he wanted to sell it to me, even though he knows it's not true, and the other one wanted to sell it. Fregin the Rishayim and Abaisai, we're going to now say four pshatim. Four, this is not so easy. We're going to say four pshatim in the sugya. Fregin al Rishayim, the same question. Why do you need Meir Heter? Let's assume the guy's not a Meir. You're telling me, if we would only say Metziah, I would say by Metziah there's no Meir Heter. But by Mekach Memkar, yeah. And if I would only say Mekach Memkar, I would say by Mekach Memkar there's Meir Heter, by Metziah not. And therefore, what would I say? You shouldn't swear. Why shouldn't you swear? A swear won't stop him. Why shouldn't the swear stop him? So there's the first shot of the four is the Rashba and Rabbeinu Peretz. The Rashba and Rabbeinu Peretz bring up a sugya called Migu de Chashira, Mamoy de Chashira Swar. So the first form for us, and they speak it out. It's not an easy sugya. It's a big sugya later on in the Fehl. There's a machlokes about it. Someone, and it's the Chol of Stam Marshal is a nice marshal for it. Someone that's chashud for ethics stealing, Will he be confronted with a shvua and say, wow, Adkan, I have a red line, and he'll cave in, or not? Now, the emes is, be honest, what do you think the din is? What do you think the metzius is? All kind of folks out there. There are zikha people that will also swear falsely. And how are we going to prevent them? I don't know. We can't save the whole world. Then there are, for sure, the people that l'chayra, money, yeah, and shvua not. For all I know, there's also the weirdo that shvua, yeah, and money, not. I don't know. Some guy that he's gezel it. Chol of Stam, no problem. Gezel. There's all kinds. But specifically in Migu de Chashir HaMamoy de Chashir HaShvusa, Zok de Rashban Rabbeinu Peretz, the Gemara is tying that the sugya at this point holds, get ready, that Migu de Chashir HaMamoy chashed ashlosim. Anyone that's holding by stealing, not with a murder heter, by stealing, will also sue falsely. So there's no toyelis, or better, minimal, not enough kedai toyelis to make a shvua. Maybe there's that 1% guy, but chashed amamoy the chashed ashlosim means ain't toyelis. Ad kama that he'll steal, he'll also sue falsely. So there's no toyelis for shvua. Dafka when there's a murder heter, I would think there's a shvua. No, if the Mishnah would only say Metziah, you know what I would say? By Metziah, there's a shvua because there's a murder heter, and shvua will stop the murder heter. But what would I think the din is by Mekach or Memkar? If the Mishnah only said Metziah?
No heter.
There's no murder heter, and therefore what would the din be? What would the psak be?
No shvua.
Yachloiku, without a shvua.
No purpose.
Yeah, but it would be Yachloiku. No, you ain't going to call the own governor or whatever. Yachloiku. Yachloiku b'loi shvua. And who would the fuck care? If we're only saying Mekach u'memkar, what would I say? Pshat in the Mishnah, by Mekach u'memkar, there's the Meir Heter that we discussed. But by Metziah, Mamash, to step on a guy that's lucky, forget him that he's lucky, there's no Meir Heter. What would it then be over there? Yachloiku b'loi shvua.
You get stuck with big bad problems then, because then you have to take another to get with no shvua. The medium guys, they have to have a shvua. Like, you're protecting.
We're trying to take care of who we can. We're trying to take care of who we can. But now that the Mishnah says both, what's the conclusion I come to? Use machlekes rishonim. One option is to say, you ready? The marheter of Metziah is true, and the marheter of Mekach u'Memkar is true. For the record, they're not exclusively, soysim each other, yeah? What? Okay, that also, both can be true. And the kamash one could be that there's a marheter by Metziah, which a shvua will stop. There's a marheter by Mekach u'Memkar, which a shvua will stop. So we make him a shvua. And what would be the din l'mashal? Give me an example when this for sure no marheter. Arak tiha. What would the psak be by Arakhtiyah, like this Mahalach? Yachloiku b'lei shvua. And that's why the Mishnah didn't say Arakhtiyah. Because it's not Yachloiku b'lei shvua. If someone asks, why didn't the Mishnah say Arakhtiyah? Why didn't the Mishnah B'feir say the words, Zeh Oimer Ani Arakhtiyah? Or as I asked before, why didn't the Gemara say, Reisha B'metziah B'seifa B'Arakhtiyah? Because it's not true. That then it's going to be Yachloiku b'lei shvua. But there's another way to learn. If it would only say Metziah, I would think that kind of Meirah Heter. If it would only say Mekach u'Memkar, I would think that kind of Meirah Heter. Now that it says both, I start catching on and realizing that Miku the Chashir Amamoyna Loi Chashir Ashvuasa, and he will have a tailless and swearing, and then even Arag Tiha should be Yachloiku B'Shvua, which leads to a bomb kasha.
Meaning it's not the Kaveya, the Marahet is not
the Kaveya. Again, I'm clearing. Is the Kamash Malon that Marahet is the Kaveya, and both cases have Marahetar, but a third case, Arag Tiha, that doesn't have Marahetar will be Yachloiku Loi Shvua? Or no, the Kamash Malon is that Marahet is not Kaveya. Miku the Chashir Amamoyna Loi Chashir Ashvuasa. And then I have a bomb kasha, which I'm going to answer maybe at the end of the year, but the emes, it's a bomb kasha. You have to relish on the kasha first. So why didn't the Mishnah just say one case? Arag Tiha. And the din is Yachloiku B'Shvua, and I'll know everything. Why didn't the Mishnah just say, Zeh Oimer Ani Arag Tiha? Rabbi Kivevi talks about this kasha, the Beis HaLevi, many achronim. But again, I'm asking the question. Why didn't the Mishnah just say, Shnayim Oichazim B'Talis, Zeh Oimer Ani Arag Tiha, V'Zeh Oimer Ani Arag Tiha, Yachloiku B'Shvua? And I look at it and I say, whoa, what is the kind of guy? This guy's not a Marahet, no chance. And still there's a Shvua, so obviously Chashir Amamoyna L'Chashir Shvua. And Kolskin Bevadai, by Metziah, by Mekach u'Memkar, by Knesia, and Yerushtia, it's going to be Yachloiku B'Shvua. So why didn't the Mishnah just say one case? What should the one case be? Arag Tiha.
Rashi has a beautiful
Avada Rashi is coming to answer that Kasha. Well, thank you. That's called Dom Gober. Here, one second. Now, in this system, again, the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Peretz is Pshat. The reason you needed Meir Heter is because the happening was that by an echter gemigu the chasher amamoyna he's chasher ashvua, no kedai to swear, the din should be achloika b'lei shvua. Metziah has a Meir Heter. Mekach u'Memkar, I would think, has a Meir Heter. Now that it says both, you have two choices. Kamash Malon, that Meir Heter is not the Kaveya, or Kamash Malon, that both cases have Meir Heter. Nafkamina would be what's by Arak Tiha. But it leaves us with a bomb kasha. Why didn't Tatana just write Ze'oimar ni Arak Tiha? The Torah's Chaim says the same question, a drop diff, and he says, why didn't the Mishnah just say Kula Shalim? If it just said Kula Shalim, which case is Kula Shalim including? And Arag Tiha. And again, that would cover your basis. Why did you say Metziah, which triggered you a thing? Oh, maybe that's Dafka, Marahetta, this kind of Marahetta, that kind of Marahetta. Avoid it. Just say Arag Tiha. Just say Kula Shalim.
You are addressing the just say Kula Shalim. What if it was only Mecca?
I think it means if the Mishnah would have favored said Mekach u'Memkar, because in fact the Torah's Chaim, you're right, but the Torah's Chaim is on that if it would say the generic Kula Shali, the assumption would be that it includes all the cases. So why didn't it say all those cases? Now again, one last time, in the Havamina, why was Meir Heter the thing that if in its absence you're not going to swear. Only by Metziah, the guy's a Meir Heter, Cholosan, not, this thing's, yeah. Or by Mechachomemker, alternatively, there's a Meir Heter. But on a case when there's no Meir Heter, you wouldn't swear. Why not? What was that first of many Pshatim? Choshir HaMamoina. Choshir HaShvuah says, there's no purpose. Tosfos Rosh says a different teretz. Tosfos Rosh says that only when there's a Meir Heter is it a Milsa de Shechicha. And Milsa de Shechicha Teknu Rabbanan. But when there's no Meir Heter, it's a Milsa de Loi Shechicha. And again, the Shach of Tari is the same. If it would only say Metziah, I would think Dafka Metziah has a Meir Heter and it's Shchiach. If it would only say Mekach Umemkar, I would think Dafka Mekach Umemkar is Shchiach. Now that it says both, Kamash Malon, that what? Two choices. Kamash Malon, that both Meir Heters are true, or Kamash Malon, that Meir Heter doesn't count and anything goes. There's a third shot from the Ramban. The Ramban starts with a bomb kasha. The Gemara later on says that the Yisoid of the Shvu is Shaloy Hei Kolecha V'Hoylech V'Toykev Talisa Shal Chaveiroi. Frek the Ramban, the Gemara didn't know that yet over here. Says the Ramban, yeah, the Gemara didn't know yet. At this point, the Gemara thought Meir Heter is the Mechayiv of the Shvu. Without a Meir Heter, there is no Mechayiv of Shvu. See, the previous two Pshat that we were learning. Let me go one second. There's a long Pshat, what's that one?
Isn't Meir Heter?
No. Not like the Ramban. Maybe like some other Rishonim. In the Ramban, at this point, Meir Heter is Lehedi exclusive of Shaloy Hei. The Gemara thinks that maybe Davka the Meir Heter is the Mechayiv of the Shvuah. And if only Metziah has Meir Heter, only there is there a Shvuah. If only Mekach Umemkar, only there. I mean, once again, Kamash Malon, two choices. Kamash Malon, Ma'apech in the Sugya, Shaloy Hei Kalech Ha'Tekev Shechave, right? Even not.
No reason behind.
No, not as Meir Heter, no. Because you're right, I was Choshen Amoyna, but I don't want to mix in the other Pshat. Or Kamash Malon, both Meir Heters are true. Now, Toysvis has one last pshat, but before we do Toysvis pshat, I want to recap on the question. There was a bomb question that we asked, which the Achronim say is really hovering over the whole sugya. Why did the Mishnah have to elaborate and give us two cases, one with Metziah and one with Mekach Umemkar, and make a Tzrichasa and have a Geshmak Ashir? Why didn't it just say Araktia? And what would be the Pesach by Araktia? Yachloiku with the Shvua, and I would say to myself, Haga ba'atzmacha kal v'choymer, if by Araktia, the din is Yachloiku b'shvua, Avada, and there's no Meir Heter there, Avada by Metziah and Mekach Umemkar and Kenisiyah and Yerashtiyah and all the cases is Yachloiku b'shvua. Let it just say Araktiyah. Had it, what? I didn't say that, sorry. Excellent, one second, I'm coming to that. At this point, we don't know that yet. Look, that's coming. And that was the kasha. Let it just say Araktiyah. I already have, Rabbi said, I want the focus to be on that. Why didn't the Mishnah say Araktiyah? There's a few terutzim, and each one is a different angle in the sugya. We already said one teretz before what you said. Maybe by Araktiyah, the pesach is yachloiku b'loy shvua. Who would say that? Which rishon would say that? Which system would say that? That taka by zayim arani Araktiyah. There would be a test, and someone would ask, what's the pesach by zayim arani Araktiyah? There's quite a few options. One option is yachloiku b'shvua. But if the option is yachloiku b'shvua, then we have a bon kasha. Let the Mishnah just say that case. So I'm giving you a teretz. Maybe by Araktiyah, the din is yachloiku. Why b'lo shvua? Because since he's chasher amamoyne, he's chasher shvua. Anyways, yachloiku b'shvua. No, yachloiku b'lo shvua. Since he's chasher amamoyne, anyways, yachloiku b'lo shvua. But if the din is yachloiku b'shvua, it comes back the question. So why didn't the Mishnah just say araktiyah? Zok the Beis Halevi and Rabbi Kiveger. That's what Rashi was bavarning. The Oilim saw that Rashi says a funny thing. Rashi says by araktiyah the din is yaimunach. Now, kvoidei ben koyim yaimunach. This Rashi we have to discuss. It's based on the sugya of Gimel. That, I didn't mean it, that by Vaday Ramai, the din is Yemunach. But why did Rashi put it down over here? I mean, what triggered him? The Mishnah says Mekach Umemkar, the Gemara said Mekach Umemkar, because Rashi, let me give you a idea. By Araktiya, the din is going to be Vaday Ramai, and it's Yemunach. Look at the Sugan of Gimel. Why over here? What is he stopping? Zogin Allah Reinim, the Beisalevi, Rabbi Kiveger, other Rufin Mosul. Rashi was bothered by the central question of the Sugya. What's the central question of the Sugya? Why didn't the Mishnah just say Yachloiku b'shvua by Araktiya? If it's Yachloiku b'shvua by Araktiya, you know everything. So Rashi, you can't say Araktiya in the Mishnah. By Araktiya, you know what the Pesach is? Yeimunah, totally no Shaitis. So, that's another Teretz, and by the way, that's also why I couldn't say Kulishli. Kulishli would be Mashma in any case. And it would include Araktiya, and it's not true. Araktiya, the din is Yeimunah, so it had to be specific. Metziah, Mekach Umemkar, things like that. Tosfos is also bothered by this kasha, but Tosfos says a novel approach, a whole new approach to the sugya, which is the last mahalach in the sugya, and then we're going to set things up. A very interesting knetch, Tosfos says. Again, everyone's bothered by this issue. Why didn't the Mishnah just say Araktiyah? So throwing out our options, it is that by Arakhtiyat Yachlek without a Shvua, by Arakhtiyat Yehe Munach. Says Taisus, no. By Arakhtiyat, the din is Yachlek of Shvua. Avad, Yachlek of Shvua. Because he's a real gangster, he saw someone weave it, comes in without blinking and saying he wove it, he knows Mamish Gnoy, it's not true, he never touched the yeah, right, that. And he's coming and giving a story that he wove it. Someone like that, Avada Shvua will what? Maybe stop him. He'll say, Adkanim. And that's Avada true. But Zok the Gemara, by Mitzi and Mekka Chomemka, you don't have that. By Mitzi and Mekka Chomemka, there's something else going on. Remember we mentioned that by Mitzi and Mekka Chomemka, there's Bididomi. Bididomi. And Bididomi is that he really thinks that that's what's happening. The guy's living in Fardimian. Zok Toysa, Mered Ikechak. If a guy really thinks he picked it up first, and he's not hesitant about it. I mean, that's how people live. They both went running for it. He has an Agias, yeah, it's a Musar vote over here. Each one went running. The Emes is one of them picked it up, or maybe both. Certainly not, they can't, this is Vadi true. It can't be that they both picked it up first, yeah? No one, they tried that one yet?
That's how
the Shavuot is. Oh, Vada, that's why, one second. They both went running, but when each one is saying he picked it up first, he really thinks it's the truth, but really. So if you confront him with a Shavuot, what's his attitude going to be? He's going to bring it up. He's going to continue. And if Azai, you know why there's a Shavuot by Metzia? Because there's another option. What's the other option? No, another option why he would maybe make a Shavuot. Because there's Meir Heter. And now I'm going to bring in a pie. You know a pie?
Pizza party?
No, not pizza, a pie. A pie. No. I'll explain what I mean. I'm analyzing the bezin. I'm not the dying. I'm not the tayin rabbani. I'm not the thing. I'm sitting. There's like a second floor thing. I'm watching from the. I'm going to explain. I'm watching from the top. Reuven says I picked it up first. Shimon says I picked it up first. I want to zoom into Reuven's mind. What could the possible options be? We'll break it into a pie.
Pie graph.
A pie graph. I didn't hear what you said. Okay, a pie graph. Okay. Yeah. What's the options that's going on in Reuven? About it is the tzad that Reuven is mamash a gangster, like stealing things.
I thought, okay, poly.
He's in America, he doesn't know about the polygraph. The polygraph is an Eretz Yisrael.
Three choices, I think.
No, there's more than three choices. One, there's eight.
It is all mine.
It's gotta be eight.
Why can't it just be either it's totally good, totally bad, or medium?
There's more than medium. Watch.
It is all
mine. Watch. Watch. No. So watch. I'm gonna try to do it. Reuven says that he picked it up first. And I'm zooming into Reuven's mind. I'll deal with Simon in a minute. Maybe Reuven is mamish. A gangster who's holding by stealing, and he'll also swift wolf. Confronting him with a shvua will have a tailus? No, for sure not, but that's only one slice of the pie. There's also a tzad that he's a meirah heter. There's also a tzad that he's a sover loimer emes. That's another tzad. He's emes, a sover loimer emes. And as a sover loimer emes, there's no tailus in the shvua.
Is that bididomi?
No. It's a bididomi on turbo. He's so far ends the bad as bididomi, he's not... He's not. Yeah, but we're thinking all the options because we're making the pie graph. Now let's read the Taisus. Taisus says, "Itanim etziyim mishum demoyer va'omer chavroi lav midi chaser lekach tofes avagav siyadesh chaveri matzay v'ramar rabbanim shvul like kedeshiyefresh avol mekachemem kedalekalemer hachi shemideh chaveri kana lehav a tofes umid the tofes but it's underlined by me sover shehu shaloi he's mamish convinced that it's his." You know why? Nothing's going to stop him. We're an Eretz guide.
It's a quick-hearted error there?
No, please, one second. Mishim Shvua LaYifrash. Shari Sover Ulaimer Emes. He says it a second time. Kamash Malon, one second. Da Afilu Hachi Yishava. Why? Why Taka? Ahi Sover Ulaimer Emes. What's the point? Hecha Shavadi Eni Sover Ulaimer Emes. Kamash Malon. Da Afilu Hachi Yishava. Fear Tais Taisus. Vehecha shavadai einai sover loimer emes. Kigoyin de katoyin kol echer ani araktiya. Oh, ani araktiya. Sheechem yam toyin sheker. Or shnayim adukim b'shtar. Quick recap before we see in suspense what Taisa said. What's the psak by araktiya? There are those that hold yachloiku without a shvua. Rashi says yehemunach. And he didn't stam coincidentally say that. He said that because he was bothered by the central question. What was the central question? Why didn't the Mishnah just say araktiya? And then I'll know everything. Taisa is saying new parrots to the central question. Watch. He says, Hossam, get ready, Pshita the Yachloika with a Shvua. Avada, Araktiya is Yachloika with a Shvua. But if the Mishnah would just say Araktiya with Yachloika with Shvua, I still wouldn't know the other cases. Why? Because I would say, over there, Avada, Yidei Shvua, Avada Yifresh. Because Chashir HaMamoyna is Avada Loi Chashir HaShvusa. But Betzia and Mekach Memkar, I wouldn't know that. By Betzia and Mekach Memkar, I would think what's going on in Reuben's mind is that he's a Sovel Lemer Emes. And therefore, he's not going to have to swear. Kamashmalon! Kamashmalon what? Careful. Kamashmalon, like Tysus. At the end of the day, Saibai Metzia, Saibai Mekach Memkar, you do swear. Why? Kamashmalon what? Two choices! Kamashmalon, both my reheters are true. Or, Kamashmalon, that even in that Sovel Lemer Emesnik, or, you know, B'cholifin, doubt will start. Confronting him with a shvuah, he'll start thinking and maybe cave in. Now, here's the main question according to Tysus, and I want to clarify it. The Gemara is mavor that if it would be true that it only said Metzia, I would see that by Metzia, you swear because there's a Merehetter. But by Mekach HaMemka, where there's no Merehetter, you don't swear. Why? What's the options? What's going on in his mind by Mekach HaMemka? Doesn't every Mekach HaMemkarnik also have Araktia in him? Meaning, in every Mekach HaMemkarnik, if I'll pygraph him, isn't there also the tzad that his mamish that lawyer who's chashed a moment but loy chashed a shvusa? Who cares if there's also a pie, a slice of suffer lever emes? But there's also the tzad that his mamish lying and maybe a shvul will stop him. Why isn't it to die? I know, but why not? Again, Tysus, let me explain the question. Tysus says that by Araktia, where the only choice is that he's mamish a chashed on moment, there's no mereheter, there's no suffer lever emes, you don't have any of that. It's clear that he's chashed on mamin, so that if Avad is a tayelis, that he's chashed on shvua, make him swear that will stop him. Maybe. There's also that worst guy in the pygraph, that for sure is chashed on mamin, chashed on shvua, does anything. We're not helping for those guys. But by Mitzia and Mekach HaMemka, when I'm playing ping pong, whether there's a Moira Heter or not, over there, I'm going back and forth. If he's Sovel Lever Emes, he'll continue. You're right, there's a slice that he's a Sovel Lever Emes. But isn't there also, because it's a tzad that he's really lying and maybe a shvua will stop him? So one Ma'ibra Chacham told me, yeah, but it's a smaller, slimmer chance on the pie. For that, Chazal didn't make a takana. Maybe. I had a different thought, an interesting thought. We want to protect the Sovel Lever Emes mix. Chaval Miskin, the guy, he's going to go make a Shmur B'Sheker. He's a Oynis, he's a Shaitin, but he's going straight into the wall. We want to try to protect him. We want to protect the Sovel Lever Emes mix. Avadah is also a tzad, I'm saying a big chiddush. Avadah is also a tzad that he's Chashad Amamana. And on that side, there would be a Talis for Shvua. Yes, and we don't know how much percent that side is. But since there's also a side of Sovel Lever Emes, I got to try to protect him. Oh, Cheskes Kashrus. Yeah, that's also a nice shot. I had a side. If you have a choice, whether he's Chashad Amamana or a Sovel Lever Emes, Nick, Cheskes Kashrus says that he's a Sovel Lever Emes, Nick. Nice shot also. Yeah, could be. But they're very nice. But on the podcast. But Kamash Malon, that there is a Shvua. Lissikum. Let's come from the angle of the central question again. The Gemara said that the Mishnah had to say two cases, one for Metzia, one for Mekach HaMemka, because if it would only say one, I would think each one is exclusive and the other one doesn't have a Merheter and wouldn't have a Shvua. Why, friggin' Allah, let the Mishnah just say Araktia. Let the Mishnah just say cool, actually generic, and that Avada would include Araktia, and it would have a headline, Araktia is Yachleik with a Shvua. If Araktia is Yachleik with a Shvua, Avada, all the cases are Yachleik with a Shvua. How many threats do we have now? Quite a few. One option is to know that by Araktia, that's not the Pesach. You know what the Pesach is? Yachloiku without a Shvua. Rashi, conveniently, like his gang, has a Pesach, Yehemunach. The reasons why it's Yehemunach is a whole thing with Vadei Ramayim. We'll discuss it on the Gimel, but that's what Rashi was coming to Bavarn. Tosis has another Pesach. You're right, by Araktia, Vadei from Anfang, I knew that it's Yachloiku b'Shvua. But even if I knew by Araktia that it's Yachloiku b'Shvua, I would still, Ulai, maybe think that Metzia and or Mekach HaMemka is not. Why? Sovel Lemer Emes. That's a piece of the pie. Cheskes Kasher says it's a starker piece of the pie, or it's an important piece of the pie that I want to protect. I just said the Mishnah, and therefore maybe I wouldn't make a Shvua. Kamash Malon, that was. Kamash Malon. Now again, in Tosis, you could also spell it out. Kamash Malon, that both my Reheters are true. Or Kamash Malon, that even though there's no Marahether, even in the Sovel Lever Emes Nick, a Shvua will confront him and peel off his armor, maybe. Now, I wanted to say a chiddush. I didn't see anyone says this. I said this once when I was younger. It's a double chavav by me. I still haven't found anyone that says it, but it's an interesting thought. Let's say that by Araktia, the din is Yachloiku b'Shvua. And then, of course, we have the central question. What's the central question? Let the Mishnah just say Araktia, Yachloiku b'Shvua. And then smooth sailing for sure. Metzia, Mekach HaMemka, Kenisia, Yerashtia, Kibaltia is all Yachloiku b'Shvua. Rabbi said, I have a different reason why the Mishnah couldn't say Araktia. In the Sefer of the Mishnah, it says, Bizman Shehim Moidim, Oishiyesh Lehem Eidim, Cholkim B'Shvua. What does Eidim mean? We talked about it the first day of Zman. either each one has a cot of Aden, Trey or Trey, or one cot that says they did it together. Let's go with the pshat that it means one cot said they did it together. If the Mishnah is talking about Metziah, so Reuben says, I picked it up first, Shimon said, I saw it, I picked it up first. What is the Aden saying, the one cot? They picked it up, what? But what are they saying? Excellent, what are they saying? They both picked it up. And remember we had a big kasha, the Beis HaLevi asked. What? And the Edom patted him from the Shua. Frank the Beis HaLevi, why? It's not shtimming. How could they use the Edom for their benefit to patted themselves from the Shua if it's connected with what they themselves said? So we said a Nusach because the Shua is for Bezdin's conscious and the Edom, Bezdin relies on them. But there's a different tariff, the Beis HaLevi says. Beis HaLevi says, these Edom are not so against the original Kutainis because the Kutainis are also Bididami. And therefore, it's nisog gefarlo, since they're bididomi, even though the cat is saying connected them, but it's all part of the bididomi option. With visa, I want to say a chiddush ladina. Zeh imar aniyah raktiyah. First of all, zeh imar aniyah raktiyah, zeh imar aniyah. What's the din? We have a few options. Rashi says, yehemunach, some rishayim say yachloiku. Without a shvua, some rishayim say yachloiku. I'm going on the tzadah that it's yachloiku with a shvua. So we have the central question. Let the Mishnah just say that. You know why? Because if the Mishnah would have said Zayim Arani Araktia, then even Bisman Shiyesh Lehem Edim, the din is going to be Chokin with the Shua. Hare, the reason why Edim takes off the Shua is because the Edim, I'm going to explain, the Edim were made, that they were Oyrig it together. But how could that pater them from the Shua? It's connected with what they said. And for the Beis HaLevi, by Metziah, what's the answer? Because it's Bididami. By Araktia, it's not Bididami. So it's Lehedya. Reuben says, I wove the whole thing. Shimon says, I wove the whole thing. Two Edom are saying they wove it together. I trust the Edom. Bezdin trusts the Edom. The Gansa Oilin trusts the Edom. But Reuben and Shimon can't use the Edom to their benefit. So you know what? Halacha l'maisa. You know what the din is going to be? Zeimer ani erektiya. Vezeimer ani erektiya. The Edom oimrim sheshneim argu. Yachloiku with the Shvua. And that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says Yachloiku b'lo Shvua. That's why the Mishnah couldn't talk. That's why the Mishnah couldn't talk about erektiya. No, Loit the Bezdin answer is not a problem. I'm saying Loit the Beis HaLevi is pilful. That the answer to this question is that the dummy falls out on the Edim. So by Avadi Rami, it's not true. But I'm saying a Chiddush Ladina. Again, some for looking at it from a different angle. What's the Psak by Araktiya? An array of options. Yehi Munach, Yachloik without a Shvua, Yachloik with a Shvua. I'm being moist of a new one. It's Yachloik with a Shvua, but even when there's Edim, it's going to still remain Yachloik with a Shvua. And that's why the Mishnah couldn't say Araktiya, because the din of the Sefer wouldn't be true. But that answers the central kasha. Alfira is just a hashlama. In the machloikis Rashi Taisvis, Rashi says by Araktiya the din is yeimunach. Taisvis says it's yachloiku anyways. Could be this shiroshim. Taisvis learns that the yachloiku is vadois. So if it's vadois, it remains yachloiku even if there's a ramai. But Rashi learns that it's a chaluka misofik. I comment that there's a ramai. We're not going to give it out like that. It does say, we'll deal with this more on Daf Gimel, but could be the etzem shayr she'ini that Rashi says yeimunach has to do with the fact that he learns that it's not a chaluk of adois. So we did the tzrichasa of mekach u'memkar and metziah. We talked also about araktiyah. Tomorrow is the ikar about mekach u'memkar again. We're going to go back what we mentioned. We touched it today, but this is a big sugi coming up. Did one of them give money or both? And what exactly, what's the moichar saying? And all of that.
What is it there? Ready, I swear. Then it's theirs. And it's been a dummy because it's a case. Then the stomach's both of theirs. Meaning the shvua is a bearer to get to the fact that it's not both of theirs.
It's right like that at that point, and that it's not specifically one of them.